Chapter 1. 6 months ago. Blake pulled the Hummer into the new valet parking in front of the Black Cuff. Apparently, the CD bar was trying to up its image and clientele by adding a valet service and increasing the price of drinks. A line of people stood outside, waiting to get in, but it was still the same crowd, all looking for two things, drugs and sex. The old cliché of lipstick on a pig applied very well to this situation. The valet waved to him, and Blake parked the car and left the keys on the center console. He didn't bother going to the back of the line to get into the club, but went straight to the front. The bouncer, Ben, nodded at him and stepped to the side, letting him pass. The angry words from those waiting in line faded as he disappeared into the club. Techno music blasted from the speakers, and the lights pulsated in time with the beat. The walls were covered in black light paints. Blake glanced around and saw Brandy leaning over a table, showing off her ample assets, as she took drink orders from a group of guys. Blake watched her for a minute, not feeling one iota of jealousy or possessiveness as the men outwardly ogled her chest. Brandy knew how to work what she had to maximize her tips, and he knew firsthand she had been endowed with more than her fair share. He waited until she stepped away from the table. She strode toward him wearing black leather shorts and a black corset, her breasts jiggling with each step. Her makeup was heavy tonight, and her brown hair was pulled back in a severe ponytail. He had met Brandy a few years ago at the Black Cuff, but he'd been so taken with Anise, he hadn't given Brandy a second thought. It wasn't until he was done pining for Anise that he hooked up with Brandy, and man, was he glad he had.
"Hi,"
she yelled as she hurried past him. He followed, not bothering to answer her, as it was doubtful she'd hear him over the booming music. When they got to the bar, she put down her tray and started loading up drinks.
"Are you coming over tonight?"
she asked. He nodded. "I'd planned on it." She gave him a sly smile, then pulled on the lapels of his jacket so he had to bend over.
"I have something really special for you tonight,"
she whispered into his ear. His cock jolted, excited by the prospects.
"Oh yeah?"
She nodded and smirked. Stepping in close, she gave his crotch a quick squeeze. Then she winked at him, picked up her tray, and left him standing at the bar. He sighed and checked his watch. Brandy got off at 2, and it was only 10. It was going to be a long wait where he tortured himself with ideas of what she had in mind for him. Sex with Brandy was always interesting, and he couldn't wait to see what her wicked little mind had conjured up for tonight. After ordering a beer, he moved to the edge of the dance floor, as bodies writhed together in time to the music. One particular attractive woman, who looked to be in her early 20s, eyed him. She tossed her blonde hair over her shoulder as her leather-clad hips swayed to the music. She crooked her finger, motioning for him to join her. He slammed back the rest of his beer, set the empty glass on the nearest table, and walked toward her, swallowed up by the throngs of people. Bodies pressed on him from all sides. It would have been a downright obscene orgy if they weren't clothed. He had no worries of Brandy being jealous or getting upset with him. She knew their relationship had no strings. They saw each other when they wanted to, and they could date other people, although neither ever did. Well, honestly, he didn't know if she dated anyone or not, because he'd never bothered to ask. The 4 hours flew by while Blake danced and drank beer. He'd been offered some ecstasy, which he declined. Brandy came up behind him on the dance floor and snaked her arms around his waist, pulling him flush against her. She ground her hips into his ass and her breasts into his back as she slid her hands into the front pockets of his jeans. He moved with her for a few moments, then removed her hands and turned around.
"Ready to go?"
he yelled over the thumping music.